We're back with more of a special Project Milwaukee State of Upheaval edition of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Earlier this week on Project Milwaukee, we examined how business in Wisconsin has been impacted by the political events of the last year. We spoke with Paul Jaden, who was appointed Secretary of Commerce, but who saw his job change when the department was eliminated and replaced by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. That group now heads up efforts to recruit companies to locate or relocate here and retain the companies that are already in business in Wisconsin. But there were already several organizations that were carrying out similar missions, including the nonprofit Forward Wisconsin, which was created in 1984 on the recommendation of the Governor Tony Earle's Strategic Development Commission. So what role will Forward Wisconsin play as Wisconsin goes, well, forward? Mark Ehrman is the organization's chairman, and he's with us in the studio now. Mark, welcome to Lake Effect. Thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be on. Thanks.
Well, 2011, as we all know, has been a most interesting year for the state. From the perspective of the nonprofit organization Forward Wisconsin, whose mission is to market the state for for-profit businesses, what's been the overarching effect that this past year has had?
Because the state has decided to get rid of the Department of Commerce and create the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which is now getting set up and established and hiring people, there's been a little uncertainty there as to what roles organizations like Forward Wisconsin have with that organization. And I think we're finally coming to some clarity on that. So I think it'll be an interesting 2012 because these organizations that are now going to have to work with the WDC will have various roles. Some of the fundraising issues will be whether or not past supporters of Forward Wisconsin will also give to Forward Wisconsin or WDC or some combination thereof. So I think a lot of groups like Forward are trying to decide how they're going to go forward and what sort of fundraising activities they'll have. From a Forward perspective, we pretty much have stopped fundraising independently for the last several months because we wanted to see how this process played out with the WDC.
All of your funding, does it all come from private donors?
Back in the mid-80s, a portion came from the state and a portion came from private industry. And the private industry piece was really matched by the state. So there was an incentive for Forward to raise funds from private dollars because that would be matched by the state. But since this reconstructed Department of Commerce, that funding from the state has been cut off. So now we will be up to just relying on private funds going forward.
In the 26 years since the organization was established by statute, certainly you've weathered many administrations.
Yes, right.
You've weathered a lot of political
right.
shifts. If the Democrats had hung on to both the governorship and the state legislature, do you think that 2011 would have been very different for you? Obviously, in one way, you said yes, because you're having to rethink
right.
how you're working. But in terms of your overall mission, would that have changed, do you think?
I don't think so, because there was always the issue of whether the state money was still going to be there to support the organization. And I think a lot of organizations like Forward have come to the realization that the state is in fiscal trouble in a lot of areas, and there's not a lot of extra funds for these kind of activities. So I think organizations will be more and more reliant on private funds going forward, and there will be somewhat competition among them to compete for those private dollars because the private companies are limited on the amount of resources they can give to organizations.
One of the campaign issues that Governor Walker talked about when he was campaigning was that he wanted to make Wisconsin friendlier to business, that Wisconsin is open for business. And I wondered, what has been the response you've received from the businesses that you've reached out to in 2011? Do out-of-state CEOs think that Wisconsin is more, less, or the same open for business as it was a year ago?
Well, I think we've heard different stories. In some cases, people have been positively affected by dealings with the WDC in the sense that there seems to be a little bit more proactive outreach by those groups and really trying to follow up more than they might have under the old Department of Commerce regime. And so that's positive. I think part of what happened politically earlier in the year kind of set the state back in the sense that a lot of people are focused on that more than the actual business climate.
So you're talking about the political uncertainty?
The political uncertainty, the battle with the unions, and now the recall petitions. I think that's gotten people a little bit off track and gotten a lot of people that don't follow it closely focusing on that more than the business aspect of it. I think that the state is moving in the right direction. I think that would continue regardless of whether Scott Walker stays or a Democrat comes in.
So has all of this political uncertainty affected your ability to effectively market the state to these businesses that you hope to attract?
I would say yes, because there just hasn't been maybe as much focus on the fundraising for those purposes. People's attention have been diverted to other areas. And as I said before, Forward has pretty much suspended our independent fundraising until we see how this all plays out. And now if we have more clarity on our relationship with the WDC, then I think it's possible we can go out and raise more actively some funds to support various projects, particularly if we know what those funds will go for, as opposed to just kind of giving money to an organization for general marketing purposes.
Well, how do you overall, and this has really got nothing to do with the political uncertainties going on right now, but is sort of a general idea, how do you balance the effort to attract business from out of state without hurting businesses that already exist here?
Right. Well, I think from Ford's perspective, and I think from a lot of organizations' perspectives, sometimes the out-of-state marketing gets more attention. But a lot of times what you're really trying to do is keep businesses you have here happy. And a lot of times it's expansion of existing businesses. I know in the past, you know, a couple of years, the state has made efforts with Mercury Marine and some other businesses to keep them there instead of having them move out of state. Because in some ways, while that's not maybe treated as a gain job, it's certainly not a job loss in the category. So I think you have to very carefully balance the number of dollars you spend making sure that the businesses that are here are happy and competitive versus bringing in out-of-state businesses, because in some cases it's hard to just attract, you know, new out-of-state businesses just to move here. A lot of times it's an expansion project, or maybe they want to build a plant or something, versus they're just going to pick up and move their whole headquarters here.
What are some of the ways that you try to keep businesses here? What are some of the things that they're looking for? Favorable tax climate, certainly, but there are other things.
Right. On our website, we've done what's called a cost comparative tool analysis, where people can go in and put information about, you know, their level of employees, where they are located, and then we have a comparison tool which shows sort of what the tax climate and the other costs of doing business in the state, and then sends a printout. So that's one way we can kind of measure it from just a pure dollar sense. But I think also we've focused on some of the core industries that Wisconsin has been traditionally strong in, like water, wood, plastics. We've been sending people to the national convention in those areas, and really saying, you know, those are some strong points that we have in the state, and we have already a great presence there. Maybe we should continue to encourage that. I think we also have a strong presence in IT and healthcare, and I think that's an area that continue to get focus on going forward.
Another thing I notice you focus on the website is quality of life in Wisconsin, trying to sell that as well. One of the things that we've focused on is things that have gotten cut, you know, state aid that is no longer going to things like, say, the arts, which are always put out there as something that draws companies because people want something to do other than work.
Right.
How do you try to mitigate those sorts of things? The reality is the budget's been cut. How do you then say, but we still have all of this stuff here? How do you make that marketing push?
I think from Ford's perspective, we do it kind of generally, maybe not specific to arts or anything. We just say that, you know, we have very strong outdoor recreation stuff. It's a great place to raise your family. Typically, our school systems, in most cases, are very strong public school systems. We also have a lot of private options. So there's, you know, any one city might have some of their arts cut. But overall, the quality of life here is at least comparable, if not better, than you have in a lot of places. Plus, factors like low commuting time generally, things like that. You're not spending hours and hours in a car if you live and work here like you might in some other states. So we kind of blend that all together in a pitch. And some of that's sort of piggybacks off what various chambers of commerce do, you know, in their marketing materials.
You know, we have the big behemoth to our south, Chicago, and that greater northern Illinois economic engine.
Right.
How can Wisconsin be more than just a bargaining chip? How do you work to make them say, we're going to go to Wisconsin and actually come to Wisconsin?
Well, that's always an issue, because I think it's not just Chicago. Companies use various other cities to kind of play off one another. And I think from our perspective in working with the state, we just have to emphasize what's positive about Wisconsin, the quality of life, you know, the education system and things like that. And if a company is really inclined to go to Chicago, ultimately, you know, sometimes you got to be careful about getting into a bidding war of, you know, just offering them a lot of tax incentives, which end up, you know, costing the state a lot of money in the long run. So I'm not really answering your question directly, but I think it's kind of a balance of the favorable things about Wisconsin, the quality of life, the education, and just making it a good place to build your business. You know, Chicago's got some issues as well. I mean,
every place does.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Well, looking forward into 2012, what do you see as for Wisconsin's greatest challenge?
From my perspective, it will be finding the private dollars to support some of the initiatives we want to support, because, as I mentioned before, the state funding has been pretty much cut off. And so if we're going to work with the WC going forward on specialized projects, each one of those will have a budget associated with it. So we'll have to make sure that we probably expand our board to attract higher visibility people and people that can really support the initiatives we want to support. And I think that's the same answer could be given by a lot of private institutions as, you know, how we're going to fund the projects we want to fund.
What if a recall election happens and does unseat Governor Walker? Will that affect your marketing efforts, do you think?
I don't think it really will because, as you mentioned before, the group's been around since the mid-'80s and has been there with Democrats in the office, Republicans in the office, and some in combinations thereof in the legislature. So I think once we work out our arrangement with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, you know, that'll be in place to support initiatives, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in office.
So basically business as usual.
I think in that case, yes.
Well, Mark Erman, it has been such a pleasure talking with you. I appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Mark Erman is an attorney with Quarles & Brady LLP in Madison and the chairman of the board of Forward Wisconsin, a nonprofit organization created in 1984 to foster economic development in the state. And that is all the time we have today. Be sure to join us tomorrow at 10 for our final day of Project Milwaukee's State of Upheaval. Lake Effect will be broadcasting live from the Pabst Theater. Join us on the radio or in person if you can. There are details on how to become part of the studio audience at WUWM.com. You can also find all of our Project Milwaukee segments plus the WUWM newsroom reports there as well. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to WUWM FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is coming up next.